We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four, we finished strong. I sat in for Greg Pick earlier this week, and we got to quarter number four of the shows, and I'm raising my fingers, and Dustin's like, yeah, we don't do that. And I'm like, that's how you finish strong. Come on. You got to finish strong each week. It is the 25 most important players for Penn State coming out of spring and heading into the fall, in the opinion of Bob Flounders from Penn Live and the Patriot News. We're talking about them and counting them down. Let's start at 25 and tell you who we've already gotten to. That would be Garrett Taylor, Yetur Gross-Matos, Michael Mennett, Cam Brown, Shane Simmons, Shaka Toney, Tommy Stevens, Robert Windsor, Ryan Buchholz, Chaz Wright, Steven Gonzalez, Koa Farmer, Nick Scott, Amani O, and number 11 was offensive tackle Will Fries. We are at number 10.
Thank God I didn't have Corey Bowles on the 25 most important. I would have been getting shamed.
So I want to do my 25 at some point, maybe this summer.
There you go.
Something like that. We'll do it because this is a bad list.
I know. I can't wait for Ross's list.
I mean, it's like, do you even watch the team play?
I can't wait for Ross's. You're already wrong.
What do you
Ross.
Do for a living?
Ross, you're already wrong.
What do you do for a living?
Ross, you're wrong.
All right.
Let's do it.
What do you got, Andy?
Number 10, running back Miles Sanders. At 10. Ross is contemplating.
I would have thought he'd be a little higher. Meaning closer to one. I know we've had that issue before. I think that the other guys behind
I'm motivating
them,
Miles.
The other are you pulling a Tom Jackson?
Yeah.
I only said that to motivate
I'm
him.
Motivating him.
I would have thought he'd be a little higher. He's the only known commodity at the position. As of now, they don't really have any proven depth.
Yeah.
They lost arguably the best football player in school history and the best player in the country a year ago at the position. So it's obviously a position that they need production at. So I'm going to say, now I'll listen to the other nine, but I would be surprised if I wouldn't think that Miles should be higher than this.
So in 2015, when I did my most important list, I had Akeel Lynch like right around here, and I didn't have Barkley on the board. So I'm just saying that running back's a little bit different. You just don't really know what you're going to get. And the flashes that we've seen of Miles have been good and bad. I don't think he was particularly great when he got a little bit of an extended look in the Fiesta Bowl. Remember early in the game they were kind of alternating a little bit.
One play on, one play off.
But to be fair to Miles, I give him credit for being a patient. The high school tape is real.
Yes.
A lot of people thought he might have been the best running back recruit in the entire nation. That Howard Griffith of the Big Ten Network was one of those guys. And he has never really had a chance. I think there is something to the more you carry in the game or the more you get to kind of figure things out and see what they're doing and adjust, I think the better you can get. He's been yanked in and out of there too much to really, I think, really say definitively what his upside is. I think he can be an 1,100-yard back this year, but I still think he has to prove it.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think it's his time to shine, and I think he's ready for it. And he's got the
skill set. It's now or never.
Yeah.
It's now or never. It's not going to happen next year.
Let's keep moving. We're moving along a little fast. This is my man crush. I've never revealed my 2018 team
Love
man
it.
Crush. We know who yours is. You know, Jan Johnson. Love him as a middle linebacker.
Okay.
Buchholz.
Buchholz is one
Flanders.
Of mine.
Minus offensive lineman Connor McGovern. That's number 9.
Oh.
I love Connor
so
McGovern.
So you never noticed how earlier in the show I compared Andy to an offensive lineman, and you even said center calling the signals, and now the very next segment, he's going to tell us that he has a man crush on Connor McGovern. All right, go ahead.
I love him as a guard more than a center, but I'll take him as a center. But and that could be a possibility this year. He could play both positions.
I don't think James Franklin says that unless he's serious about it, and it's been discussed. Ross has discussed it. Michael Mennett's athletic ability is such that if he's ready to go, and he can handle all that goes with center, why wouldn't you put him at center? It's a tremendously underrated position, I think, on that offensive line. And you know, I don't know that Penn State's really had just a standout center. I think Connor is getting there, but he's still got some developing to
correct,
do. AQ Shipley was an all Big Ten center. He's still playing in the league, but he didn't really get good until his final 2 years at Penn State. But they haven't really had a guy of, I think, of that stature. And Connor has a chance to be that. It could be Michael Mennett, but I think Connor is a very valuable player.
I think this is a good spot for Connor.
Good.
I think we don't know that anybody else can really play center. I think we have a pretty good idea. Other people can play guard. Other people can play tackle. Is this the highest offensive lineman, or we still have to go to Ryan Bates, I guess?
Yeah.
We still have to go to Ryan Bates.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's
arguable. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I think that's arguable, but I think Connor should be in the top 10. He's very much a proven commodity. He's leader of the offensive line, starting center, and we'll see if they end up moving him. I mean, I would look at it as a real positive if they end up moving him, because that would say great things about Mennett, because they would not make that move unless they felt really good about Mennett at center. So I think – I'm not saying you should root for that, but I think that would be encouraging.
And don't forget, Penn State fans, this could be McGovern's last year. Just want to throw it out there. I don't think
I'd be
so.
Surprised.
I'd be surprised as well, but it could be his final season. All right, let's keep moving. Number 8 is wide receiver DeAndre Tompkins.
I think it's tough to argue Tompkins ahead of like Miles Sanders. You know, they got enough receivers that have played and made plays that to put Tompkins ahead of Sanders, I think, is a little questionable.
Best punt returner in the Big Ten.
That helps.
That's it.
Although, I don't know. I think Hamler and Hip and Hammer, those guys look like they could probably return punts pretty well.
Best punt returner in the Big Ten, proved it last year. Consistently, I thought, made people miss. I think he's really good in space. He's fast, but he's also deceptively fast. He runs by people. I think that people get sleep a little bit on just how fast that guy is. He made Michigan State look silly. I think had he not gotten hurt midway through the 2016 team when he had that concussion, he'd be a little bit further along. I think this guy, he can play in the slot. He can play outside. He can return kicks. He's a very versatile athlete, and I think he's really going to have a big year at Penn State.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. Quarter number 4, we're bringing it home strong. We're continuing our conversation about the 25 most important Penn State players. We are up to number 7. That would be cornerback John Reed.
Wow. That's putting a lot of stock in him after he didn't play at all last year and was injured. And you can't say he's the punt returner because you just said that was DeAndre Tompkins.
That's correct.
So you can't give him credit for that.
It's getting a little testy, folks.
I love John Reed. I think with Castro Fields and Amani O and Lamont Wade, again, I think I'd have Miles Sanders. Like that's the name in my head. I'd have Miles Sanders ahead of DeAndre Tompkins and John Reed. I think John Reed, look, I think we did this last year. I think I had John Reed like in the top 5 last year.
Then he got hurt.
You know, because Amani O and these other corners were all unknown. So I think I had him. So I get it. And I think he's that good of a player. I just think coming off the injuries and unknown, and they already have some other good corners that we know about.
The only thing that I think works against John, and I think he talked about he is physically ready to play, but mentally he's got to get over that hurdle. I think he will. But the thing that works against him is his size when he plays outside, as you saw against USC in the Rose Bowl. But when he's at slot corner, I think he's even more effective. And I do think that Penn State's best nickel is either him or Lamont inside with Amani Arawarie and Tariq Castro Fields outside. I think that's a really, really, really good 3-cornerback set.
And you can't say anything for the sort of leadership and experience he brings to that secondary. That's part of it. We're just going to keep moving on. Number 6, defensive lineman Kevin Givens.
Wow.
Again, wow.
I think he's really the only proven 3-technique defensive tackle that they have. I think Bob is projecting him to have a big year. And also, there's a lot of unknown behind him. I can see having Givens ahead of John Reed and ahead of DeAndre Tompkins. I think I'd probably have Miles Sanders ahead of Givens, but I think Givens probably deserves. Where was Windsor on the list? Have we gotten to that yet?
Yeah.
He was in the teens. He was like around 15, I want to say, somewhere there.
He was 18.
I think, I guess what I would say is I don't know enough about the young guys yet to know if Given should be higher or lower or Windsor should be higher or lower, because a lot of what we're talking about is based on who's there to replace him. And I don't know that there is a guy like Givens. I think they've got some bigger bodies that might be able to do what Windsor can do. I don't know that they have another guy like Givens. So I'm with you on this one, Bob.
I think he has definitely got at least one more level in him. And I would say that depending on how the defensive end group kind of comes together on all three downs.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
If you notice when some defensive ends went down, instead of turning to one of the young guys last year, they put Givens outside.
They did.
He can play the one, he can play the three, and he can play outside. And Sean Spencer talked about that in spring, about he hasn't had a lineman as versatile as Givens since Anthony Zettel, and that's good enough for me.
That's saying a lot. All right, let's see if we can get to another one. I think we do. We got plenty of time. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Number five, punter Blake Gillikin.
You know, it's hard to argue.
I'm not a big fan of kickers or punters,
but I like Gillikin, and it's hard not to. I mean, did he have a bad punt the whole year?
He's had a couple of knucklers that were not great, but never in a big spot. Like, he's had some early in games where they just haven't been great, but in almost every good team Penn State plays, he's at his best.
And honestly, if he becomes the kicker,
right,
and the kickoff guy, I think you could argue he's higher on the list. Yeah, you think he will?
I think he's their best place kicker.
You think he's going to do all three?
I don't know. I think you can find a kickoff guy.
I think the freshman could probably be the kickoff guy.
Unless that Pinniger kid has a great August, I don't see how you don't turn to Blake to kick field goals, like, say, in the Ohio State
game. My question is, how much do they tell Gillikin to work on kicking this summer? Because you don't want to take away from the punting, but you need a good kicker. It's more important to have a good kicker than a good punter, I'd say.
He's here because I think he's going to be doing double duty, and I do think he's got All-American potential as a punter. And field position is huge, I think, especially the way Penn State plays defense.
I have no complaint about this. I mean, that kid is nails. He's a captain, right? He is pretty automatic, and I think Bob's right. I think he probably will end up being the kicker.
The thing that sticks out for me, one, is it's the big spot that Bob mentioned was, you know, you saw a knuckler or two, but in that big spot, he drops it in the 20 or booms one high.
Yeah, the situation doesn't bother him.
It does not bother him at all. All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Thank you, gentlemen.
Always a pleasure. Four more to go.
For everybody here at the Keystone Sports Network, thank you so much for joining us, and have a good weekend.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.